nothing that surprised with the Agio. They've done the exact same last year. They were torn off. There was a bit of backlash. But in saying that, looking in England, the sales in England, they ran out of Guinness. You know, playing Guinness and draft. So it was going to happen, I suppose, with the minimum wage and all that going up, the cost of living going up. It'll probably mean, I guess, 10 cents on a pint, maybe to 15 cents pubs. But I mean, as you know, there's a huge downturn of people going out socialising. It's at a wrong time again by the Agio. There was a huge backlash the last time, but they went ahead and they done it. And now you'll have Heineken and these other companies that follow suit.
It's the latest blow to the hospitality sector. Already there was the disappointment in the last budget of the VAT rate not being lowered. And this now is going to be deemed to be another blow, especially for the publicans.
Well, it is. And listen, and as I said, is you have a generation, unfortunately, now that used to go out to pubs and they haven't frequent pubs since COVID. You have a generation there that, you know, used to go out a couple of days a week out of the pubs. Now I see there, you know, people's habits and different things have changed. They're staying in. Then you have the other problems in our towns and villages, no taxis, no transport. You know, it all adds up to it. But, I mean, it's a wrong timing again by Diageo.